Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Years is a really long time when you think about it, and surviving in a particular business or an entity for 100 years is a rare achievement. And you think about the amount of places where you regularly walk in the door. You go in and say, hey, I'm here and buy something or deposit something or buy some advertising from somebody. Very few of those are 100 years old. So we're going to celebrate the 100-year-old folks today on What's on Your Mind.
You ask me where I come from.
And we're going to do it with America.
Here's
we've got
what I tell
Aaron Tippin
everyone.
Today.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
What exactly is that place, anyway?
For the stars and stripes.
Yes, indeed.
And the eagle flies.
Anyway, welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, riding shotgun today. Kevin Flynn is off. We are in Watford City, North Dakota. I'm coming to you live and direct from the First International Bank and Trust Studios in Watford City, which is actually located in their downtown bank on Main Street here. And we're going to talk to Steve Stengen a little later on the program. Steve is the chairman and CEO of First International Bank and Trust. His son Peter now is the president of the company, but there has been a Stengem that has been in this bank in McKenzie County. It was Farmer State Bank originally in Arnagard, but there's been a Stengem for 111 years. That just like blows my mind. And they're a pup compared to the business across the street, the McKenzie County Farmer. You know how old the McKenzie County Farmer is, Todd?
No.
114 years they've
wow.
been in business. 114-year-old company. That's just unbelievable.
Amazing.
It is. K-Fire is 97 this year. 97. And so 2025 is the big 100 for 550 K-Fire, the mothership. Oh, my gosh. Are you preparing anything at this point to do a little celebration of any kind or...
Phil Parker retiring, but you know, and once we hit the big 100, we better have something really huge.
Yeah, exactly. Our sister station in Fargo, WDAY, is 100 years old this year, so we've been celebrating them. So WDAY is the oldest radio station in North Dakota, and KFAR is the second oldest. And to know that we're you know, in that family, it's just it's pretty extraordinary. And so, a radio broadcast company that I happen to be a part of has purchased a 114-year-old newspaper. Do you remember the last time a radio company bought a newspaper? Like, you're media savvy,
wow.
Todd, in this game. And has that happened?
barely in my lifetime. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I know that there's, I think it's actually happened in eastern North Dakota, and I forget exactly who it was, but Jack McDonald, who is kind of the historian for the broadcasters in North Dakota, in addition to serving that role for the Newspaper Association as well, I believe, he's a lobbyist for both entities and does a pretty good job. He told me we weren't the first, we were the second to do it in North Dakota. So I know it's happened before, but it's rare is the point. It's just extraordinarily rare that a radio company would buy a newspaper. Now, when I moved to Fargo in 2001, I went to work for the Marcille family. And the Marcille family owned Informed Communications, the form of Fargo Morning, the newspaper, Informed Communications, WDAY-TV, and WDAY-Radio. And the newspaper was the oldest, WDAY Radio was the second oldest, and TV was the pup. But that's extraordinarily rare that, you know, you have that kind of concentration of media entities. And I'm trying to even remember of a newspaper, a TV, and a radio. WGN at one point was part of that. TV and radio in the Chicago Tribune. I'm not sure they are anymore, Todd. Are they? I mean, is there any other radio, TV, newspaper companies anywhere in America?
I'm sure there are that I'm not thinking of because, you know, WTMJ in Milwaukee has since been sold off.
Yeah.
Because the Journal on the Milwaukee Journal, TMJ.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there probably is some place, but yeah, so many of them, and of course, you know, they hadn't been allowed to exist in quite some time, and yeah, so many of them have been sold off, as if everybody's lost interest in one or the other and have sold them off. But
two other things we're going to talk about in Watford City today. One is the Wolf Pup Daycare, which is like the gold standard, best-in-class example of how communities can provide health care in partnerships with employers. And honestly, if we don't solve the workforce, let me say it a different way. We will not solve the workforce crisis we have in the greatest state of the 50, in the greatest country on the face of the earth, without coming up with a solution for the shortage of daycare. This is plain and simple, and they've done a pretty good job of it here. It started back when I think Brent Sanford was still mayor, before he was lieutenant governor. He and Governor Burgum and Chris Jones from the Department of Human Services have been doing a couple of roundtables on the daycare situation, and so we're going to talk with the Wolf Pup Daycare guru. I forget what she has in the way of a title, but she's the chief cook and bottle washer for the Wolf Pup Daycare, and talk a little bit about that. Plus, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will check in too to tell that story and recap for us the daycare story that is pretty extraordinary out of Watford City. And also, the University of Mary has a Watford City campus, and Michael Raybar is going to be here to join us to talk a little bit about that before we're done on the program today. My telephone numbers for you to reach us and talk to either Todd or I is 800-228-0550. And we didn't get as much time yesterday as I would have liked on the question of the day, which is, should Republicans fight as hard as Democrats fight? And a lot of texts on it, so I'll make it the text question of the day today, but if you want to call about that too, you sure can in our open phone segments till the bottom of the hour here, or we'll have a little bit in the 10 o'clock hour as well. So, but let's make it the text question of the day, and the text line is 701-237-1590. So 701-237-1590. Text an answer to this question. Should Republicans fight as hard as Democrats? Okay. Now, we could get cute with that question, say, well, I want them to fight smarter and just as hard, but you get what I'm getting at. I think if Senator Kevin Cramer were here, and we had him scheduled to be on tomorrow's show, obviously that's been postponed or canceled. He'll be back on the 15th of July because he's dealing with this hand situation, which I think has been overblown by a lot in the media. But Todd can tell you how to read a press release better than I can, but it seemed to me it had been a little bit overblown. But he's not going to be here tomorrow, so we've asked Senator John Hoeven to sub for him tomorrow on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And, you know, the question to them would be some version of this. Can you fight as hard as Democrats do, but be smarter about it? Because if Senator Cramer were taking the question, should Republicans fight as hard as Democrats, he would say some version of this. We don't want to become them. I agree with him. We don't want to become them in that they're corrupt. I mean, this, you know, saying that will put me in a category of people that are sometimes considered right-wing, you know, whack jobs. Well, if saying they're corrupt and pointing to the fact that you said you were going to fix the border and you've made it worse, that's malfeasance, corruption, I don't know, you know, what do you want to call it? They're not at all trying to fix the border, okay? So let's go to the next issue, the economy. I think what they've done to the economy is almost like criminal. I mean, so maybe corrupt's the wrong word, but I mean, so my point is, I know how they'd answer it. I'm less interested in how they'd answer it and more interested in how you'd answer it. So that's the text question of the day, or you can call us, too, at 800-228-0550. Text us, 701-237-1590. Now, in the minute we have before the break, Todd, could you give me the 30-second overview of the press release that came out about Senator Kevin Cramer's injury with the hand?
That's about how long the press release is. While working in the yard over the weekend, I sustained a serious injury in my right hand, which required immediate surgery. I continue to remain in North Dakota close to medical care as there's a high risk of infection and possible need for amputation. I'm alert and in good spirits. although I'm missing the week of votes and hearings and monitoring Senate business closely and in constant contact with my colleagues and staff. I plan to return to Washington after the Independence Day state work period and expect to be doing a lot of left-handed fist bumps. So we know which hand it is.
Right, and when I heard that, first of all, I didn't hear about it until our newsroom called and asked if they could call Senator Kramer's cell phone, which, of course, the answer to that is yes. They didn't realize that Senator Kramer actually, is there anybody that in the media that doesn't have his cell phone number, Todd? Are you aware of anybody that doesn't?
I'm sure there is, but there aren't many, and he's certainly one of the more accessible you'll ever find.
So anyway, I just said, well, why? What do you need to reach him for? And he said, well, did you hear about his hand? He might have to have his hand amputated. I'm like, what? You know, and then, of course, it wasn't a hand. It was
part
a finger.
Of a finger.
Yeah. And my understanding is actually pinky and possible part of the ring finger. You know, so I how many farmers in North Dakota? There's probably more farmers in North Dakota that are missing fingers than have all 10.
It's index and thumb.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, this has been overblown big time. But anyway, it is what it is. That's what the media does. We know that. Let's get to your calls, questions, and comments next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Text us. Question of the day. Should Republicans fight as hard as Democrats?
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at abmnow.com. This is another 100-year-old business. You know, they're celebrating some longevity. It's pretty darn cool when you think about that. I don't know what percentage of businesses do you think make it to 100? I have no idea what the answer is, but I would say it's got to be less than 20%. I mean, that's just a phenomenal thing. It really is. Anyway, advanced business methods. These are the folks where, you know, the printers and the security concerns, because every printer is an on-road to everything you do in your business, you know? And so it's there's a security data breach risk there as well. That's why you want the pros at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Great group of folks, local, you know, been here, done that, and service every corner of North Dakota. So support the businesses that support us, abmnow.com. Steve in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Steve, Scott. Hi, Scott. Say, you know, talk about fighting with the Democrats. You know, it goes back to when you're living in the truth and doing things right, you got nothing to be ashamed of. And you got to use that bully pulpit to spout it out. One of the things I'm really disappointed about recently is this whole January 6th stuff. Why isn't every single Republican talking about the ballot stuffing? Because they got video. I mean, you're going to that 2,000 mules. I don't know why we're not fighting like heck against that.
I could answer this question in the following way. Fully 50% of Republicans. Now let's define Republicans here, Steve. When you say why are they not better defending the election and you know, the data that we have, which in the case of 2,000 mules really focused in on some very unique and I would say corrupt but legal, because in the state constitution under emergency powers you can do what you need to do, and we did it in North Dakota. You know, it was did we need to do it in North Dakota? I don't think we did, but the Democrats used that opportunity to say, let's do mail-in voting, let's do drop boxes, they seized the moment. Never let a crisis go to waste. But when you're saying, why don't they do a better job of defending what happened during the, or I should say, pushing back against the narrative that the election wasn't stolen, who's they to you, Steve?
Well, when I say they, I'm talking about, you know, the whole January 6th thing is talking about how, you know, the Republicans were trying to steal the election, what have you. No, there was a lot of people that were upset because they know that there was something not right in Denmark or something rotten in Denmark. I mean, everyone saw it. Everyone felt it. There's data coming out saying that there was ballot stuffing going on and there was some shenanigans and the rules changed. And, yeah, maybe it was legal, but it was twisting things and twisting the rules and the principles we have in place on the election.
So who do you want?
I just think that this.
Who do you want to fight harder on that front?
Anybody who's got, you know, the microphone.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
From the conservative.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so I think if we're just generically saying any Republican that has a voice, I think 50% of them hope Donald Trump's not a candidate in 2024. So that would be my answer for the 50%. And I think the other 50% are rooting for him, but they're not going to stick their neck out. I shouldn't say the other 50%. I'd say the next 40 and then 10 are fighting like junkyard dogs like he does. That'd be my answer.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I love Trump's policies. I think he's got a big mouth, and I don't think he should be back in, but it's not about him. It's about what's right and what's wrong.
You're 100% right, Steve, but it's become about him. And that's why the narrative has been set by the left and the media, and I repeat myself, right? So it's become about him. So that's what I think makes Republicans less reluctant to fight. And I also believe Republicans don't believe the whole battle over stolen election is winnable because of how the Constitution says it's not up to the federal government to decide elections, it's up to state governments. And several states blew it in a big, big way. They blew it. And if the exact same thing had happened, only it was, you know, Hillary Clinton that had lost... and Donald Trump had lost. They'd be doing, you know what I'm saying? They would be doing exactly the same thing.
I get it. Is there an effort on the side of the conservatives to address these state issues? I mean, I guess I really haven't heard a whole lot.
And that's something I think everybody can agree on. I think everybody is in that camp with you, that you got to fix this going forward. But when we say fix it, who do you think needs to fix it?
Well, I'm just saying, let's just take like Arizona or Georgia. Wasn't there some issues down there? And, as far as ballot stuffing, especially, and the misuse of so many ballots out there, and is the states addressing that?
Well, see, that's the point. It's got to be up to the states, and I think the Republican Party in Arizona can't even agree whether that's a worthy fight. So, my hope is, at a bare minimum, what comes out of the disaster of the election of 2020, where, as Kevin Cramer has said repeatedly on this program, there was legal theft. That's the word he uses. So he agrees the election was stolen, but he would make the argument that it was stolen legally because states can do whatever they want, pretty much. You follow me?
Yeah,
so,
I just think that the Republicans or the conservative side of the spectrum should be communicating what they're doing. This to fix this or to head this off. I there's so many people out here. We don't know. We don't know anything. The only thing we know is what the media is feeding us,
which is all the leftist talking points. It's all from the regime. Yeah. No, I think what Republicans should be screaming. Maybe not stolen election, but they should say never again. But the point is, they're not Republicans, and they're not conservatives if they're saying, we here in Washington, D.C. are going to fix this. This is not for Washington, D.C. to fix. If we honor the founding fathers, this is for the states to fix. This is a state issue, state by state. If we federalize elections, if we win the battle to say, we're going to pass legislation so what happened in 2020 never happens again, and it goes to the House, and it goes to the Senate, and it goes to President Biden, we've lost. Because now they federalize elections. So it's got to be done by the states. That's why I think you have Republicans in Congress, our own included, who aren't exactly vocal about this. They're way quieter than I'd like them to be about it. And I'd rather they just say never again. But North Dakota, it's up to you. Pennsylvania, it's up to you. Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, it's up to you. Minnesota, you can't let this happen again. You can't have another Al Franken happen again. That's what they should be saying, and that's where the Republicans are awful at messaging. I mean, they're terrible. That's why when Charlie Kirk tweets out yesterday, I'm so sick of Republicans, that's what he means. It isn't like he wants to fire them and put the Democrats in charge. He wants them to fight smarter. That's what we all want, and I don't think that's asking too much, and I think they all need to get that message, and that comes from Stephen Fargo and anybody else that's willing to wage into this debate. Great chat today, Steve. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 28 past 9, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Oh, I'm telling you what, the daily specials at all these locations, Harwood, 12th Avenue and I-29, Valley City Exit 292, downtown Fargo, Dilworth, Euland, you can't even believe how good it is. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA. More after this.
Hey, I'm sure you've heard the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. And she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The search continues for a gunman who shot two people, one fatally, on a packed commuter train in San Francisco, California, Wednesday morning. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House lectern Wednesday explaining President Biden's proposed gas tax holiday.
The thing about this is he took actions, as I mentioned, and when with the gas tax, holiday gas tax, the way that he sees it is it's a direct, straightforward way to deal with something that the American public is really not feeling in relief right now at the pump.
President Biden says because of higher taxes, the country can afford the 18 cents a gallon savings.
But the tax revenue's up this year, and our deficit down over $1.6 trillion this year alone, we'll still be able to fix our highways and bring down prices of gas.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 till the top of the hour on a beautiful day. Boy, oh boy, talk about picture-perfect summer day. Fantastic day out there. And we're in Watford City today, coming to you live and direct from the First International Bank and Trust Studios in First International Bank and Trust in downtown Watford City, North Dakota. Going to talk daycare and recap the governor's roundtable on daycare and give you an example of somebody that has really figured this out. And that is our guest in just a moment that we'll introduce, so stay tuned for that. Let's get Tim in Bismarck here. He's been waiting a while. Tim, you got a minute. Tell me what's on your mind.
Okay, have I still got you?
Yes.
Okay, somebody else is calling in. Say, I've been a fan of Ed Schaefer ever since he was governor. Ed and his dad have done a lot for the state of North Dakota, and he did a great job as agricultural commissioner, too. But he said a couple of things last week on your program that really raised the red flag for me. I think it was on Wednesday, and I only caught parts of both programs, but on Wednesday he said that the only thing Liz Cheney has ever done wrong is she doesn't like Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. She's part of this kangaroo court that's going after Trump now. She has done all kinds of things that that I think that she should probably be voted out of office for.
Yeah,
and
no, what?
On Thursday.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Then on Thursday, when Ed had his daughter on there, and she is very, very liberal, he was talking about, and she was talking about, that the Republicans should be more willing to work together with the Democrats. And I've been watching politics since 1972, and I became a union member in 1972. And in the mid 80s, I was a charter member of one of the largest unions in the state of North Dakota. So I'm familiar with negotiations and compromise and give and take and all of that. By the nature of conservatives and liberals, conservatives are always should be status quo and everything go along the way it is. Liberals always want more, more, more. And so since the 1970s, conservatives were compromising and give the Democrats more of this and more of that and more of this and more of that. And that's how we ended up where we're at today. And last night, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson both took the Republicans to task, and especially Tucker Carlson. If you can go back and watch his program, how he's documented how many Republicans have almost totally sided with Biden and his plan, his plan since he took office. You ought to really, really watch that. It's very incredible.
It's a good tip. So, and we've gotten a lot of commentary after the fact, and I guess a little bit during when Ed Schaefer guest hosted for me. I think I'm going to invite Ed back on because I don't have the benefit of having heard any of it, but I think he's right if he's saying that Liz Cheney pre-Donald Trump was great. But Liz Cheney, after Donald Trump entered the scene, is bad. I would agree with that statement if that's what he said. And I also think that the fact that his daughter, who's liberal, has different opinions than he does as a conservative, whatever. I mean, there's not a family member I have alive today that isn't liberal. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But Tim, I appreciate your call. I gave you more than a minute, so I gotta let you go. No, we're done. But call again when I have more time. I'm keeping our guests waiting, and we went a little bit more in a minute there. So appreciate it, Tim. I wanted to talk a little bit about daycare because I don't think we can solve the workforce crisis we have in North Dakota if we don't solve the shortage of daycare problem. And Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and Chris Jones from the North Dakota Department of Human Services held a roundtable on Monday on this very issue. And one of the solutions they talked about is alive and well right here in Watford City, North Dakota. So let me first welcome our Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, to talk a little bit about it. Brent, welcome back.
Thanks, Scott. Yes, it was a very robust conversation with each of the groups that we brought in. And the first one that I was involved in was with employer, and it's surprising once you get employers in a small room when they'll talk about the stresses they have of constantly dealing with lack of workers being able to stay, you know, the full shift because of child care issues. What happens is even in a very industrial setting where you've got an 85% to 90% male population, this is contrary to what most people would feel. Those workers are having to leave because of daycare shutting down because there's, you know, a kid is sick or whatever. And during this COVID time, the daycares are having to be very much more cognizant of that. And so then if there's a cold that day, they're not going to daycare. So then one of the parents has to stay home. So this is a big issue for very industrial type employers, but then you get into where the moms would be more apt to be working with in the household of the 85% to 90% female employment in the K-12 settings and in nursing homes and hospitals. I mean, they said what they're seeing is after one child the nurse or the CNA might drop some hours, the second child will go to part time. And universally in this roundtable, it was kind of at a point that was similar to what happened with our whole household was that at child number three, the cost of daycare, the logistics of it all, is to be to a point where one of the parents is staying home. And we're finding a lot more today that there's obviously husbands staying home as well. You know, that one parent basically ends up staying home as a rule of thumb. It seems in the daycare conversations, the daycare providers and the employers. And the point is, you know, with their 30,000 plus job openings, how many thousands of well-trained employees that have been there, that are progressing, that have the degrees necessary, great employees are home for that one reason. And they, and this is not a knock against families that choose to have a parent home with the kids. Obviously, this is a conversation with employers about for those employees that would like to remain in the workforce, would want to continue that career, but daycare becomes the number one obstacle. So that's what we're trying to get to, is how much of this 30,000 to 40,000 job openings is from that number. And there are over 50,000 kiddos from age 0 to 5 that are not in old enough to be in kindergarten yet, and no one is proposing that the state take over all 0 to 5 education and put kids in government schools from age 0 to 5. This is about people that are in the workforce, were in the workforce, and parents that would stay in their position even part-time if the daycare affordability and the daycare options were there. And I can tell you, Scott, if you're talking about Watford City solutions, so we found when when the Bakken was picking up, there were a couple of home. They were just calling themselves babysitters at that time, right? I mean, it was just a few different houses in town where there were, you know, a dozen kids at the licensed daycares in the home. And that's really what daycare consisted of in Walker City for all those years. Luckily, when the started to be some increase in activity around there, a young lady named Tessa Moberg had graduated from Minot State, or was graduating, and she informed Dean Beter, our economic developer, and myself, who was young on city council, that she wanted to come home and start up a daycare center. And that was really a blessing, and little did we know the growth we'd see. But she had, I believe it was like up to 60 kids, and it worked very well for the first like 5 years, but then it was her own business. She had to have some really good support from her banker, from a gentleman that sold her an apartment building that she could use the top floor for renting out apartments to have an income stream, and then renovated the bottom for a daycare. It was called Wiggles and Giggles, and that was a great success. But the business model was so challenging that she had to shift to something else when the real uptick of the Bakken happened. We were finding people weren't moving to Walker City because there was zero daycare availability.
Yeah, here's my question. Is this a model that can be used in West Fargo? Is it a model that can be used in Wahpeton and Williston? That's my question. Tessa Moberg, by the way, is here with us as well, with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, and Tessa is the founding manager of Wolf Pup Daycare. So he was just bragging you up there a little bit. Were you getting embarrassed or what?
Yeah.
Not too much. I know Brent pretty well, so we've worked together for a while.
Yeah, he told me that your title was boss extraordinaire. That's what he said. I don't know what it says on your business card, but yeah. So describe what you do here. What's different about Wolf Pup Daycare and what you're doing in Watford City?
We are very well community funded by the city and the county, and we wouldn't be doing what we are doing today without the help of the community.
So if I have a child I want to have to go to Wolf Pup Daycare, how much do I pay?
It depends on the age. So the infants are $245 a week down to the preschoolers, which are $210 a week. But we are completely full at this time, and there is a two-page waiting list.
And without that community support, what would the cost be?
It would be up around $8 an hour.
Right.
Per kid, per hour.
So, Brent, is that a model that can be used elsewhere?
Well, it almost has to be, because we had stress getting people to consider, you know, staying at work, going back to work, et cetera, at the $5 an hour rate that Tess is describing. And so to have a full market-based solution, you'd have less infants because you'd have a lower ratio for how many you can have per employee. So you'd be pushing more of the preschool kids in and saying no to the babies, and then you'd be charging $8 an hour. So it becomes very, you know, very, very lightly used compared to the challenge and the need. And what Tess is not saying there is that we went from, I think she had a licensure up to 60 kids at Wiggles and Giggles, and with the center it was 190 immediately. But she's told me that over the years she's had up to 400 kids coming in and out based on the part-time, the preschool, et cetera. So it's really making a big difference. And recently they've had to expand into the old post office building for a preschool program, and now they're trying to consider another Wolf Pup. There's that much need in Walker City, just with that in ever-expanding workforce. And yes, the county and the city are heavily involved. And I tell this story around the state, and most cities and counties say, yeah, we don't have oil money. But I say, what choice do we have? We have to have a solution if we want to put people in the workforce and allow those kids a place to go that's quality. And this is it. The math is really hard for this business model. Tessa's done a great job. She's a great example.
Fascinating conversation. We're more with Tessa Moberg and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford after a short break. We're live today in Watford City celebrating 100-year-old businesses. And we're sitting in one right now. That would be First International Bank and Trust. Across the street is the McKenzie County Farmer. That's 114 years old. My goodness. So we're celebrating those folks today on What's on Your Mind. More with Brent Sanford, our Lieutenant Governor, and Tess Moberg from Little Pup Daycare in Watford City, North Dakota. After this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back on What's on Your Mind, celebrating 100 plus your businesses. 1908 is when the Little Plumber started in Bismarck, North Dakota. H.A. Thompson and Sons. 1908. Over a decade ago. That's pretty phenomenal. It really is. It's just incredible. And, of course, they're one of our fine sponsors as well. So put them with abmnow.com and put them with, the others we're celebrating today, First International Bank of Trust, and it's an amazing story. So, and by the way, they're the indoor air quality experts. You know, we are in a epidemic, no longer a pandemic, but bugs come and go, And indoor air quality, extraordinarily important. And what H.A. Thompson and Son has done is, you know, the long-term care facilities, the schools, they're going in there post-COVID now with a whole new level of indoor air quality. So the knowledge they have at H.A. Thompson and Sons on that front is knows no equal. There's literally nobody else that can do what they do. And they can bring it all the way down to your home or, you know, the corner bar or the restaurant or whatever as well. So find out more at hatandsons.com. Continuing our chat with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford today. Governor Burgum, Human Services Director Chris Jones held roundtables with child care providers and business leaders from across the state on Monday to talk a little bit about the impacts of North Dakota's child care shortage. We have a child care shortage. I believe if we don't ultimately solve that, then we won't solve the workforce crisis. They just go hand in hand 100%. And Tessa, I'm kind of curious. Tessa Moberg also with us, by the way, who is the founding manager of Wolf Pup Daycare. How do you hire a workforce? How do you hire people?
It can definitely be a struggle. We're really good right now. We do give, we started a pretty decent wage, hourly wage. We also give a child care discount. We also do full medical, dental, and vision after 60 days, so that's been really good. We started that a couple years ago. We didn't have an option to not. We were in a huge crunch where we couldn't get any employees, and so we had to do something, and so that's helped a lot.
The CPA between the three of us here would be able to tell me the answer to this question, so I won't put you on the spot. But does this pencil out? I mean, is this sustainable, the model that Wolf Pup Daycare has done in Watford City, Brent?
Really? What happens is the model itself is very hard to make money with wages the way they are today, and with the fact that when you have the ratio is 4 infants per 1 provider, and you're bringing in $5 an hour for the infants, maybe 6. I mean, it doesn't leave any room for to pay the taxes on the one employee, let alone time off. And then you have to cover the heat and lights for the building, the management staff, and food, and all the rest of it. And so the business model is always strained because it's reality. Tess always says, "Hey, would you even want to have one of your babies be one of the?"
Yeah, you're breaking up us on there a little bit with the cell phone. I got the gist of what you were saying there, but we lost you on the cell phone a second there. NESA Consulting in Tioga is doing a version of this, but it's private, not public. Are you familiar with what they're doing? Texter says they've got daycare in their new building. How is their model different than yours, Tessa? Do you know?
I am not aware of that. I feel like somebody called me maybe a year or 2 years ago and just asked me about something from Tioga, but I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, that's in NESA Consulting. Brent, do you know? That's more of a Kathy Nesset benevolence, isn't it? I mean, with the daycare.
Scott, what happens is the business has to provide the space. So what Watford City found out is that this business can't cash flow itself paying for the building. Tessa would always say it's hard enough to pay for the salaries and the food and the expenses that you have with the revenue you get from the parents. And so paying for the space is the challenge. So like the YMCAs, those are a great model. They've got a building that they're working for with fundraising and have other memberships, et cetera. That's why that's a good model in the big cities. But there's only 3 cities that have that. So what do you do in the rest of the state? It's a real challenge. How to pay for the center is a real conundrum. But what we're looking at for this legislative session is the affordability from the family standpoint. There's a CCAP program that based on wages, you can get full payment, full reimbursement for daycare that's very underutilized in the state. But in areas where there's energy areas, it's up to like $20 an hour for both parents. So then they're not going to qualify. So then it's still an individual decision on, you know, can we afford this daycare payment for 2 or 3 kids? Where there's an affordability issue and there's a daycare employee issue of trying to find enough employees for the wages you can offer. And third, it's paying for the facility itself. And that's where Watford City and McKenzie County came in saying, we've got to help pay for the facility. And that's what the employers are doing, is paying for the facility and offering that. And and then you've got the in-home daycare challenges. So it's very complicated.
It is. There's no doubt. But I know enough to know this. Tessa, what you're doing is amazing. What you're doing is absolutely amazing. This is an incredible best standard that others can look at. And it's more challenging in Watford City than it, I'm sorry, in West Fargo than it is in Watford City because of the oil and gas revenue that happens here. They have every bit the resources there to figure that out as well, and the dollars that flow into that community from the business side. So what's next? You got to build another one or what?
It's in the works. We have been meeting with the county continually over the last 6 months, probably 3 months, about building Wolf Pup 2. And so we're in the preliminary stages of it, getting the design and things like that. But
it's a great story. It really is. So congratulations on doing what you did. Tessa Moberg, who is the founding manager for Wolf Pup Daycare in Watford City, North Dakota, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Thanks, Brent.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Tessa.
Thanks.
Take a short break. When we come back, Steve Stengem, Chairman, CEO of First International Bank and Trust. 111 years there's been a Stengem in this bank. Think about that. Pretty extraordinary. When we continue on What's On Your Mind after this time out.
The 10 best days of summer are near. The Red River Valley Fair is bringing good times, delicious food, and great music to Fargo this year. Make sure you bring your appetite. From funnel cakes, cheese curds, and waffles to their famous foot-long corn dogs, you'll have so many delicious options. Plus daily events like Swifty Swine Pig Races and Goat Mountain. Head to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets before prices go up. You won't want to miss out on all the fun at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
TE.com.